House Bill 1210, an act to modify contract renewal provisions for school district food service purchases and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1210, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration and or passage. The body is reminded that in its present state and declaring an emergency, it will require a two-thirds majority vote. Representative Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There are about half a dozen members of the House, ladies and gentlemen, there are about half a dozen school districts who contract out their food services for their students. And recently, questions arose regarding the frequency of bidding contracts for these food service management company contracts. And all the advice that had previously come in was from DECA that the contracts could include an option to renew annually for up to 4 years, as they can do for the busing contracts. After reviewing all the pertinent information with the Department of Legislative Audit, however, it appears that South Dakota law does not permit this, even though federal regulations do allow it, since South Dakota law in this case is more and can be more restrictive. Therefore, the contracts for food service management companies must be bid annually. As I indicated, the Attorney General's opinion is that the schools cannot enter into a multiple-year contract unless specifically authorized by statute, as we have for the busing contracts. Bill 1210 gives permission for school districts to enter into these multi-year contracts. That is, the bids can be renewed for up to 4 years beyond the original contract. This is an economical move for the school districts. It means that there is flexibility built in, and it saves many of the costs that would be associated with rebidding every year, which can be a savings to the school district. Provides flexibility and continuity. I ask your support of this bill, and I ask you please to support it since it is an emergency. It has an emergency clause. The emergency clause basically is in there so that the schools can begin bidding or renew their bids. Many of them start in February for the next school year, and so they really do need the permission to begin that as soon as possible. I appreciate your vote. If you have any questions, stand by to answer.
Further remarks concerning House Bill 1210. Hearing none, the question before the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1210. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1210. Again, the body is reminded that because of the emergency clause, passage of House Bill 1210 will require a two-thirds majority vote.
Representatives Duenwald and Lucas. Representative Lucas. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66, nays 2, excused 2.
House Bill 1210, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions concerning the title? Hearing none, the title will be deemed correct.